It's busy times for the Indianapolis Colts. It's also busy times for the GM of the Colts, Chris Ballard, who joins us now. And Chris, first of all, really appreciate the opportunity to catch up here. But we're talking about the dismissal of Chuck Pagano. What ultimately led to your decision to move on there?
Well, look, I got to say this, because Chuck might have did as good a job of coaching this year. Young team, very difficult circumstances with our quarterback being out. Bringing a quarterback in week one and kind of holding it all together. But when me and Mr. Irsay met, we just kind of saw where we were at and where we want to go and decided it was time for a change.
Do you have some characteristics that you think the next head coach should have?
Well, the biggest thing is we want to find a good fit for this organization in this city. There's a lot of different ways that head coaches have succeeded in this league. Ultimately, you want a partner who wants to partner with the GM, because the GM-head coach relationship is critical, mm-hmm. And that they can lead the team through both good and bad times.
As of right now, a handful of other job openings in the NFL. Do you feel like you have to move swift on this to get your guy with some competition out there?
No, we're gonna have a process, and we're gonna get the right fit for us.
It was a really tough season record-wise. What were some of the biggest bright spots for you as the GM?
I'm really focused on the locker room and how important that is, and how important it is for it to be strong. So when you do have hard times, you still keep battling. I mean, not every team in the league continues to battle when they know they're out of it. And I'm really proud of the group of men that we put together in that locker room that never once quit. They kept playing. They stayed together. They didn't point fingers. There wasn't a lot of leaks in the media. Mm-hmm. And that's a credit to them.
Have you given any thought as to how you're prioritizing needs, positions, going into this important offseason?
Well, I think it's important that we get a head coach in place and see what we want to do schematically. And then let them take a look at the roster. It's always nice to get kind of an unbiased opinion an evaluation on the player and see where we're going, and then we'll stack it and we'll get moving.
All right. Lastly, with Chris Ballard, I mean, is this you're going to be a busy guy. Is any of this, all of this, is it overwhelming knowing that this is a key part going forward for the next couple of years?
No. Look, we'll find the right guy.
Yeah.
We'll find a coach that this organization can be proud of and this city can be proud of.
Absolutely. That's Chris Ballard joining us here on Colts.com. Chris, really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate the access. And as always, for the latest on the Colts and the Colts coaching search, and for any news relating to Horseshoe, stay right here on Colts.com.